This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. How do you start a conversation about race and police brutality with your kids? And at what age? For WHYY, Sabrina Ems reports experts agree having these talks is hard, whether it's your first or a regular part of the fabric of your family.
Dr. Wajiko Jiragi is a psychiatrist at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia who studies early childhood development. She says talking to kids about race early is incredibly important.
We know from the literature that it's really quite clear that young children, very young children, can become very aware of these kinds of messages because they exist, right? They see them in their television programs. They see them on their playgrounds. They may even hear them in their households. So parents need to really model and have discussions that are developmentally appropriate with children starting in preschool age, because that is when these topics really begin to come up.
And all parents need to address them, she says.
So we've known for over 60 years the impact that racism has on Black children, Black and brown children, and I think now we're beginning to see the impact it has on all children. So we need to talk about it. Black and brown families have been talking about it because they haven't had the choice.
Blair LeMay Masiello, who is biracial, and her husband Michael Masiello, who is white, know the importance of continuing conversations about racism with their 8-year-old daughter and 3-year-old son.
It's a sad job to have as a parent, to know that you are introducing your child to something you'd rather not have to do, you know, that you wish didn't exist, but is 100% necessary. And I am thankful that, you know, I'm the one, my husband are the ones that are doing it, and that it's not because she's coming home crying about something that had happened to her.
The foundations that you lay for your kids right now will dictate what types of conversations they'll be capable of having at 10 and at 12 and at 15 and at 18 and as 25-year-old adults, right? So it's important to speak the truth, right? And she knows that there was a man who died who was Black. She's going to know that an officer put his knee on his neck and did it in large part because he was indifferent to that life underneath him.
Starting the conversation can be as simple as asking your kids what they already know or have heard. Experts say plan ahead and expect some difficult questions. You don't have to have all the answers, but you and your family can try to find them together. For WHYY News, Sabrina Ems.